Listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's it going? Keep it real. Take the red pill.
You drive a hard bargain.
Show for you, and I'm gonna need everyone to mute themselves here for a second because I've got to make sure I've got a clean intro here. This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host V, and yes, again, a wonderful show here for you tonight. But first, one by one, let me say hello to my co-host here. We have Jaima Fatale. How you doing tonight?
Hello, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good. Did I have my Phoenix Fire here with me? All right. Also, we have Will Turbitt from Demand True.
What is going on, Jaima? How's it going, V?
Hello.
It's going tonight because I have one hell of a guest, and he will also be joining us for our after show. After show. I like saying that. So it's going to be very spicy. People, if you want to call in, the phone number is 800-313-9443. Let's save that for the after show, though. We have a full enough cast here tonight to be talking. So without further ado, let me bring in the guest. We have Tom Schaefer here with us from FreePeopleOfTheCosmos.org. Tom Schaefer, are you there? You gotta unmute yourself, my friend. Okay, so technical issues, but we'll get that straightened out. While we do get that straightened out, I want to go ahead and be sure to let everyone know. Oh, okay. So I want people to support us. We are going to be doing a live video feed of this show on YouTube very soon. So, I don't know if that means anything. It's just going to be me in the studio in front of the green screen, that sort of thing. So, that's, I don't know, my co-hosts want to join in some way or another, that's fine too. We'll figure it all out, but gotta have some streaming content for the YouTube channels. Built up the YouTube channel for a reason, and like we haven't really been using it, so we've met all of our requirements like a year ago to do whatever we wanted to do with it. But now that we have other content that's going to be streaming into us, we are going to go ahead and use it. I want to see what kind of rules that YouTube comes up with to be able to demonetize us. That's going to be a funny one. But anyhow, once again, bringing in the guest, we have Tom Schaefer from FreePeopleOfTheCosmos.org. Tom, are you there?
I am here.
There you are. All there. Right. Go ahead and let people know who you are. Let yourself be known.
There's a lot. I'm Tom Schaefer. I run FreePeopleOfTheCosmos.org. It's also a 501c. It's a nonprofit charity. It was just mainly started as a project to do good things without having to attach it to any kind of a religious entity. So it was, you know, that was the original intention. And then the other part of it is just advancing human consciousness. So I don't know how else to describe it. You can go to the website, freepeopleofthecosmos.org, and to learn more. It's really just an acknowledgement that we are free, conscious entities on this planet, that we are in these so-called meat suits that we live in, and that we are all, you know, we're greater than what we see on the surface. There's something bigger going on, this cosmic connection that we have, the kind of the oneness that people talk about. So that's really what we're all about, is kind of acknowledging those cosmic connections. And I do I have my own show on Thursday nights. We have guests. Sometimes we just have a crew. Sometimes we have some of the guys. There's like some regulars that come on, or I might have special shows. So, what else would you like to know?
I would like to know what is your. I know what you're about, but what is your agenda? What do you push for? To every day. What are you pushing?
The agenda is realizing personal divinity. And this is like, as soon as you say that, you think it sounds kind of religious. It's not. There are certain aspects to nature that we all recognize. The way plants and animals and things work, there's a rhythm to all of that. There's an essence or a vibe. And this higher self that we are a part of, that is a part of us, that we are connected to, it's easy to kind of poo-poo it because of all of the mental contamination from religions. But there is this higher self that we're connected to that we may or may not fully understand. Some people fully understand it, or they have a greater understanding than I do. I'm just a student still trying to learn about a lot of this stuff that's really overwhelming. But that we're connected to this higher consciousness, that we don't have all the answers on this level here where we're at on Earth. But that there is this higher consciousness that a lot of times has a higher understanding about what's going on. And if we can tap into that, there's information we can get that helps us make better decisions or insights or et cetera. I don't know how else to describe it, but it's a higher insight that we get to, as you might say, enlightenment, lightening the load of concern and the understanding of the cosmos and the concepts to what they call the cosmic laws, about laws of attraction and laws of reciprocity and all these things, that these are laws that are like a natural process that is part of the cosmos. And so a lot of it's been polluted with, you know, a lot of dogmatic religious concepts that haven't really helped people. And it's, and a lot of the religion that's out there that refers to God, this grand assumption that there is only one God, that we've all been fed for thousands of years, that we don't even really know exists other than by a lot of coincidental or experiential means that people might talk about. So we're all programmed with this idea. But I believe, what little I know, is that this consciousness aspect to our soul, this light being that's within our bodies, if we can get to understand how that works and tap into that, then we can have the same kinds of powers that some of the ancients have in history have had, like Jesus and some of these other individuals who were super beings at certain levels, not in everything, but they had certain insights where they may have had metaphysical powers, and it was all cast away as kind of like a myth. Well, if we can tap into that stuff, if we can tap into it and find out the natural processes that aren't polluted by religious agendas and, you know, just illogical thinking and, you know, making up fairy tales. But a lot of it's connected to the quantum universe. It's our quantum receptors that connect us to all of that. So there's this blend of science and this unprovable yet experiential aspect of life in the paranormal and in the consciousness realms. So that's the kind of stuff we explore, that, if that makes sense. Maybe I'm just babbling.
Well, I understand you. For me, I know I gained a lot of superhuman powers. I was able to do a lot of things. People said, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that. You know, the government this and the government that. You can't do this, you can't do this, against law. When I gained my sovereignty, when I realized my sovereignty, and I realized it at a very, very young age, you know, most adults should have these things, but I developed it as a very small child, this thing called sovereignty. You know, you're supposed to be sovereign. And I found that I do things despite what people say. I don't defy natural law, but...
When you say natural law, you don't defy natural law. That encompasses, I think, a pretty broad spectrum. But I get where you're coming from, this idea of the sovereign. For me, it was, and I totally resonate with it. I didn't mean to kind of cut you off or jump in too far, but there's a resonance there I have with that, because you'll see that on the website, that the free people of the cosmos, the concept is, imagine yourself as this light body being standing on a planet, okay? No one owns you. No one owns you. And yet, here we are on this planet where it's quite the opposite. So free people of the cosmos is a recognition or a validation of our core selves, exactly as you said, a sovereign. Not that we, you know, I don't believe in violating, you know, the laws to say, you know, a big F you to the established authorities, as long as they are, you know, we can go on for a couple hours about how corrupt they are. But the idea being in a free society that you can live in a free manner, it's, we're not as free as a complete sovereign.
Well, when I say natural law, and to get the deep research on that, you might want to look up Mark Passio. It's a man I studied some time ago in the past. But natural law is basically common law. You don't murder someone. You don't harm someone. You don't fraud someone. You don't steal from someone. Basically, victimless crimes are basically okay.
Would but be like a Ten Commandments or...
I'm sorry?
It would be like a Ten Commandments or Hammurabi's Code, or even simpler, which I'm a big proponent of. I hate to almost sound like an evangelist for Law of One, but these principles are so silly simple, you're like, well, that's not really being an evangelist for something stupid like two statements. Excuse me, two statements, which would be one, according to Law of One, in order to, quote, ascend or move up, in our spiritual development, you don't have to do a lot of ceremonies. You don't have to sacrifice animals. All you have to do is lean positive. That's all we're asking. Is that it? That's all we're asking. So that, which made sense to me, is kind of like the universe is always going to be so stupid simple down to the reduction of simple. And I thought to myself, that resonated with me. Sure.
Sorry to jump in right here, but I'm noticing your Skype icon is the flower of life, I believe. Would you mind talking about that and also what led you to these beliefs that you have?
Absolutely. Thank you very much. I love the flower of life because it's the mathematics behind it, and I'm absolutely horrible at describing it. I just have an affinity with it because I understand it as a sacred geometry. And so there's the tetrahedron and all these things that you'll hear some of the people that really know that subject. And it just resonated. I just loved it. And so then I added the big F for free people of the cosmos. So and then the kind of the purple background is just part of a NASA photo that I found and added to the artwork. It's that simple. It's nothing complicated. But what was the there was another part of your question.
The other question what led you to these beliefs that you have now?
I was raised in a lot of traditional Christianity, denominational Christianity, and you know, I went along with it for a good portion of my life into my 30s, and I kind of hit a dead end with it, because what I saw was I saw the backstage as well as the front of the stage, and I saw a lot of hypocrisy, and yet there was something in me that kept saying, something about this just ain't lining up, and I really didn't give it a lot of thought. But I hit a place probably 10 years ago. I had gone through a place where I just went atheist. I said, you know what? I'm done. And I went through a place of atheism for a while, and I didn't really, you don't convert to atheism. You basically say enough already with what I think I believe. Why do I believe it? And who said I have to believe it? And what happens if I decide I don't? So you go through this thing because religious thinking is so ingrained in the people that are part of it. And we all want to think that we're free, but really, if you're, and I'm sorry, I probably make some enemies here, but if your mind is wrapped into religion that is a kind of a dwarfed sense of spirituality, and it's full of agendas a lot of times, and it's used to manipulate people. And we all want to think that we're woke until it comes to kind of spiritual matters where some of this stuff gets really twisted. You see what I'm saying?
Mind control. Exactly.
Right. Now, I've come to the beliefs that I came to was part of kind of doing this intellectual soul searching about, oh my God, am I actually going to say there is no God? Am I actually going to... Are you sure you really want to say that, Tom? And if you were as strongly into those faiths as I was, this was almost like putting a gun to your head. Because when people say, oh my God, or they say, well, you know, God's in control. This God guy, he gets a lot of press and he gets a lot of verbal lip service from everybody. But who is he? And does he really exist? I decided that, okay, I'm done with that belief system. But the thing is, it's so deeply tied into our psyche and into our verbiage and into our belief systems about what comforts us during times of crisis. Oh, my God. Okay, so there's this tendency that we have to buy into that big guy in the sky. Even if you never go to church for 20 years, you go, oh, my God. You know what? God's got this. You know what? I think God's really looking out for people. All of a sudden, people will pull that stuff out. Even if they don't really go to church or they're not really of a particular religion, they may have been raised in a particular religion, and maybe they haven't been to church in 20 years or who knows how long. And so they will revert to those patterns in a time of crisis. Me personally, I said to myself, okay, there were a lot of things that didn't line up, and I started really thinking about the logic of it all, and it didn't line up for me, and that's me. I don't disparage people because they don't believe, or because they do believe. I just feel that I was shown some things that showed the fallacy in the religion that I was brought up in, which was Christianity. The Christianity that I saw in this so-called Jesus of Nazareth compared to what I saw in this westernized Christianity that was completely just like, are you kidding me? After a while, I had enough. I said, enough of all of this. And left all of that. But there's a side of, I think, even as an atheist or as someone who is not adhering to any of these belief systems, I believe that if you lean positive, you're going to want to do good things. And so Free People of the Cosmos was a stake in the ground. And that was the point. And then to move the channel towards these same kinds of talks, talking about the bigger, higher things, getting out there and just going there. Just, you know what, we're going to go there. That makes sense.
Well, you know, I hear this argument from lots of atheists, and you know, they'll say atheists contribute less crime. They pay their taxes. They do everything that anyone's supposed to do without religion. But to have people killing in the name of God,
when you
so,
go down,
you have something on that. But hold on, we got to go to commercial break.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back. Okay, Tom.
You got it.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on? Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Yes, thank you, thank you. We are back. It's Red Pill Hardcore. So we still have our guest here, Tom Shaffer. And, you know, these are very interesting things that we don't really talk about a lot on the show. You know, especially religion. Most people try to keep their noses clean and try to stay away from the topic in order to be able to appease a wider audience. Now, I'm not afraid to talk about these things. I do know that we as humans are, well, if we're not evolving, we need to evolve. There are certain things that have been put into our lives by establishments and authority figures, institutions that claim to have our best interest at heart, but don't. And it's just there to keep us in check and to keep us from evolving. And so I'm glad to have these issues brought up. So you had something that you were saying before the break. Please go ahead, Mr. Schaefer.
This, by the way, I got to tell you, I love that break music you guys are just playing right as we came out of the you came out of the commercials. Great music, by the way. That was awesome. The thing that I want to maybe make clear is that while I may have taken a path with atheism, I don't apologize for it. I used to feel bad about it, but you know what? All it is a lack of belief and saying, you know what, I'm not going to believe that particular story. And atheism did not answer questions for me about greater mysteries in the cosmos that are not easily explained just by science alone. And so I left space for that in my life. I said, you know what, maybe there is something out there that's what the law of one, again, says is the infinite intelligence, that we are aspiring towards that. We're actually heading back towards that infinite intelligence through a series of lifetimes and moving back towards the infinite intelligence. So I find it fascinating to take those kinds of journeys. I have no proof of any that exists, but I love those journeys. I love those stories. I love the ideas because they take us in, I think, a higher place. And it's okay then. I can say, well, then if you want to have your particular religious beliefs, why would I care? If that gives you comfort, then who am I to criticize it? Just because I don't particularly ascribe to it doesn't make you better or worse. Neither of us is better or worse for it. I just decided I didn't want to agree with that. And it's that simple. And if we can take an objective view like that, then...
Have you heard of Gnostics? Because what I'm hearing from you, rather than an atheist, kind of Gnostics, which means knowledge, kind of seeking knowledge.
True. I'm sure there's that aspect to it. That sounds interesting.
G-N-O-S-T-I-C-S.
Absolutely. Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Well, there are agnostics and there are Gnostics.
If I could for a second. Go ahead. I think what she's referring to, there are what are called the Gnostic Gospels. And what's interesting about the Gnostic Gospels is you hear a lot about the Dead Sea Scrolls. And from what my understanding is of the Nag Hammadi texts, these Gnostic Gospels, is that they existed in the same time frame as the Dead Sea Scrolls and were never discovered, never pillaged. And it was like if I understand it correctly, and someone please correct me if I'm wrong, but as I understood it, these particular texts were not corrupted in the same way as the Dead Sea Scrolls. And there was a certain different essence to the entire text that was more New Age than what you see in a typical Bible. So the Gnostic Gospels were, as some would say, I love that phrase, as some would say, that the Gnostic Gospels were deliberately left out of the text that became the King James Bible, which ultimately spawned all the other translations. And there were other simultaneous translations. I know all of that. But the Gnostic Gospels were more New Age, talking about a slightly different narrative, and some of the narratives are completely different than what you see in the agreed to texts in the common Bible. So the Gnostic Gospels were more New Age, and there's also talk that not only were the Gnostic Gospels New Age, that Jesus, when he was in his period in Egypt, had an intersection with Buddhist monks, and so there may have been some of that teaching in his youth intermixed with his everything that he taught.
Well, and I mean, it's interesting the flower there. So I mean, that kind of ties in there. But maybe it was used for an inversion to kind of hide some truth. But a lot of what I heard you talking about, and you said earlier what was
it? You got to pay attention to the music. We got to go to station.
Nag Hammadi.
Okay.
And we'll be right back.
Okay. Well, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Yes. This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, V, and, you know, that's our spiritual music right there. You know, I've got the best radio engineer in all of Radio Land. Thank you for that, Mike. and so we're going to get back onto things. But quickly, I want to say that, you know, basically all you need to know, Gnostic, yes, it means knowledge, but when people use it, it's... Gnostic just means I'm in the know. Agnostics, people just really don't know, and they're not going to pretend to know. Gnostics actually existed long before Christianity. You've had the mystery school cults that called themselves Gnostics. So these are things that people should definitely look up. People should definitely read their history and dig up that hidden history. I know... William Cooper, one hell of a researcher, a great guy that brought up a lot of this information for myself. But I want to get into something because Tom and I talked off the air before the show about some things. And something that really interests me was, and I'm always wanting to talk about the censorship. Tom, YouTube snatched the rug from underneath you. You're making good money. What happened?
Well, the thing is, this happened to a lot of people. I wasn't just the only one. This was during a time when YouTube changed its architecture and decided to really kind of purge the system of a lot of duplicate content, and the re-uploaders were going crazy. There was a lot of abuse of their system going on, and so there was this big purge. And there were channels that were making way more money than I could have ever thought of making. What I made was a pittance, not even worth laughing at, but it was good money. Compared to the way some of these people were cashing out at the time, I knew of channels that were making $50,000, $60,000 a month at the time. And I was like, okay. And then the landscape changed and the rules changed. They clamped down. The advertisers decided they didn't want to do this or that. There was this big advertiser pressure cooker that they became part of. So they put the pressure on the content creators to fit a certain kind of guidelines. And if you didn't fit those guidelines, then you were going to get purged. And part of it was duplicate content. So although I had permission to run content on my channel that I did better with than where it came from, I was doing good with it. It wound up in duplicate content. Well, at the time when they were doing this big purge, they didn't tell you exactly. It's kind of like, we know you broke the law, and we're going to need you to kind of tell us the law that you broke. And so you couldn't get from them, well, your channel's been demonetized for duplicate content. And you ask them, okay, what's the duplicate content? And all you get is a stone wall. They're not going to tell you. Well, as it turns out, during this whole process, they've been developing the ability now within the YouTube studio, you can go out and find out who else is re-uploading your content now. They finally, after years of dealing with this problem, have found a way for any content creator to see if their stuff's being reused. Because I've seen some pretty crazy stuff, people reusing content, actually changing the frequency of the voice of the host so that the pattern matching wouldn't get caught in the YouTube filters. It's just crazy stuff. But my channel, okay, so then I went through this and I wound up deleting. I said, okay, I got to clean the channel. And wound up deleting some very well-performing videos it was painful. That was painful. Videos that had thousands of views and were generating money every month. And I had to cut them loose, and it was hard.
And this is, I don't know if you're on Facebook or not. Do you have any experience with the censorship on Facebook?
No, because I haven't made Facebook a platform where I do any kind of speaking. I'll do all my speaking on YouTube. I don't like the Facebook model. The Facebook model is completely business opposite of the YouTube model. The YouTube model is kind of a meritorious, you think you got a show? You think you're good? Let's give it a shot. Let's see what you can do, big guy. Can you get 1,000 subscribers? Let's just see what you can do. So YouTube has kind of this meritorious reward program that if you can get through boot camp, if you can get slogged through the mud and get your first 1,000 subscribers, then the system will begin rewarding you. Facebook is a completely opposite business model. Oh, you want anybody to see that video? Just step right over here to the cashier and they will help you right out the door. Please empty your wallet. Thank you very much. In order to get views. Unless you've got something of a following that you've brought in maybe through, you know, a lot of effort on Facebook and you've got a good following. And some people are cashing out on Facebook. To me, I just see it as a kind of a reverse model of YouTube. So that's my take. Never been a fan of Facebook. I have to because of clients that I work with, but I'm not a real fan.
Oh, well, hopefully we'll have something to where people can just leave Facebook altogether. That's what I'm working on. So
that's what's needed.
That's exactly what's needed. And so you have your website. You have not just this website, this organization, but you have shows on there as well from people that you like or people you have a partnership. What's going on with that?
I'm sorry, I don't fully understand the question.
Well, you have content on your website. Like, for example, you have Joffy Ryder on your website from Pirate Radio.
Absolutely, WPRPN, absolutely. I've cross-pollinated with a lot of different channels and a lot of people that I've worked with. the cross-pollination is necessary. You and I think we're talking about that a little bit before the show, about cross-pollination. And it is a network, a group of people, a small cluster, and then it becomes a kind of a fandom. And where do we want to go with it? And another interesting quote from the Law of One was that we only needed to reach just one. So just being authentic, I think, is where people want this thing to go, to do the acknowledgement of our own individual consciousness within these meat suits and see the bigger oneness, you know, like the Beatles talked about, if that makes any kind of sense, or what the Buddhists talk about.
Or Carl Jung, the collective unconsciousness, who also happened upon those scrolls you were talking about.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, see, also, this is the thing I've come to learn, too, is this is what atheism couldn't solve the question. There were these bigger questions atheism just couldn't answer. So I have this spiritual understanding that I'm not anti-spiritual. So there's this aspect of our life. And the cool thing that I have found out is that the human brain has these quantum receptors. We have this connection to the quantum universe that is non-local, which means we can connect to any point of the universe without time or space, that we have the ability to receive from those points as well. And so we also have this dwarfed and unruly undeveloped co-creative power as sparks of the universe, or sparks of the infinite intelligence. We are these sparks of that intelligence, so that we can come out and experience our own individual experience and bring it back and report on it to the infinite intelligence, who wants to experience all of it. Tell me the whole story. Oh, my God, it was the Bob story. Oh, my God, it was the Susan story. This infinite intelligence is gathering information about these experiences of life that we each have, and we're taking it all back to that place. So I think we all have this role to play, and part of that is going positive, trying to go as positive as we can in spite of our own failings. That's what I've come to understand.
Well, it's a good thing to have you. Go ahead, Will. Go ahead.
No, I think that's exactly right. We're all flawed. We all, you know, have made mistakes. We're all imperfect. But, you know, just trying to do something better is like the most important thing that anybody can do. I definitely want to make sure that our guest gets out his best places again to reach him. But I also wanted to know, like, what do you think is at the opposite end of the spectrum as far as the negative hierarchy, if you had to maybe get into that?
From what little I know is that the universe seems to have the yin and yang throughout it. And so you might encounter negative entities as much you might encounter positive entities out in the cosmos. And I think we're all past that, kind of like, well, could there be? When you look at the vastness and the size of the universe and the galaxies that are out there, et cetera, the larger you see it, the more it makes sense that we're going to run into both positive and negative entities. And so we have to grow up as a species. We have to stop killing each other. We need to start taking care of each other. And Mother Nature, whether it's nature, was an accident, a bioweapon, or who knows, for whatever reason, the society has come to a halt, and it's linked to nature. It's linked to a physical process. And maybe there's a lot of great what ifs about how nature is attacking us right now. And, you know, whether people believe that or not, I don't know, but absolutely.
Absolutely. And yes, I wouldn't be taking calls here, but I want to go ahead and do that for the second hour. So if you guys are calling in, please hang around for about, 15 more minutes, and we'll have an open show here. But for everyone else who has not called in, start calling in now, and we'll get you queued up. 800-313-9443. And we'll have some chats here with our guests. And, you know, I'm so glad to have him on right now, because there has been a lot of negativity. There's this... Well, I'll just say a few comments about the show from family members is that, show's very great, it's very informational, but it's just a bit morbid. Well, we live in a morbid world, don't we? This is the Red Pill Hardcore. I'm not trying to filter down any truth. I'm trying to condense it and put it in a small package for you so you can swallow it.
Excuse me, but how do you see it as morbid, just out of curiosity? What part of it is coming across as morbid?
As far as what? My show or reality?
No, elaborate a little bit about why you think, what part of the discussion went morbid? That's what I'm trying to understand.
Well, no, I'm saying that it was great to have you on because you're a positive person. People see reality as morbid. And the show, I've had one or two comments. Now, I'm not saying everybody. It's only one or two comments from family members. It's like, it's kind of morbid. The show's kind of morbid. Well, we live in a morbid world. Once again, I'm trying to get the truth out to everybody as quickly as humanly possible.
Well, I'd actually disagree that it's morbid. And I think that maybe it's causing maybe a little cognitive dissonance. As we all, we've all seen those memes on Facebook about cognitive dissonance, right? And maybe sometimes we experience that and it jars our thinking and we're like, wait a minute, everything I believed, wait a minute, are you serious? What I was believing was wrong? Or, oh, wow, I was right all along. So we have these moments where our thinking gets jarred and maybe it's not, our initial gut reaction is not really where we want to be after we learn the facts or we learn more about this opinion or thing we heard.
Well, okay, so with the vaccines, the child trafficking, threats of nuclear war, chemtrails, you don't think this stuff is a little bit morbid?
Well, sure. But how much of it can you and I actually control or fix? I can't fix chemtrails. I railed on that stuff years ago. I can't fix any of it. I've been through this contrails. Yeah. You know what? I got bigger things to do. It's not a campaign or a hill I can die on because I can't do anything about it. For some reason, it's been stonewalled at every level. So I go on. I move on. Okay. I got bigger fish to fry. Actually, from what I understand about my own personal makeup, my experiential knowledge and the things I've done to try to understand myself in a little bit higher spiritual way, analyzing myself and really trying to understand, because there's been some really big insights given to me that I'm not really going to go into tonight, but you begin to ask these bigger questions and you don't really have the answers. I don't have the answers, but I do. Like I said, I wanted to put this thing in the ground, a kind of a stake in the ground that, yep, I'm on the team that wants to do some good things. And if you want to join up, there's really nothing to join. Don't really have a thing that you can join. There's no religion. It's just a Zen concept of wanting to move in a positive direction, really. And if you want to band together with me, you want to be a follower, you want to just click the subscribe button on YouTube, that's enough. You're not going to be sent a membership card and you don't have to do any kind of sacrifices or burn any kind of incense. But we just want to be like-minded people that are of similar mindset in a more positive direction. So,
have you ever heard of permaculture?
Permaculture? Yes, I have.
Okay. Describes a lot of what you're speaking about.
Absolutely. Let me tell you something. Where I live, there's a woman who wrote a book on permaculture, and I don't know if you've heard her name. Her name is Susan Kiefer, and she wrote a book on permaculture.
I took a class from her, yes. Yep.
Oh, you did?
I loved what she did on the Native American mounds, yes, or on the their grounds, yeah. She's done a lot of projects, yes.
Oh, yeah, she's got a great book on that as well. If you can look her up, I've seen the book. It's fantastic. So, yeah,
She spoke here at Ringling School. She did a class with us, yeah. She's fascinating.
Oh, wow, that's great.
But it describes of taking a dark area, and it's more than just a lot of people think is gardening, but that spiritual, it's that seeing the good and turning around and creating good in an area that was perhaps dark at one point. I mean, I have a hard time articulating that as well.
I remember going to a couple of the gatherings that they had here where I live, and she said, and that plant you're stepping on right now, that one there, and she's very good with the botany on the plants and everything. It's just amazing. And so that she could show you how to basically live off of whatever area you were in. All of the plants we just totally take for granted. And Florida being, you know, so much vegetation, I see so many plants. I'd love to, like, what about those red berries? And I'm like, well, I don't know if those are poisonous or not. But she explained all that stuff in her book. I know the book was
fantastic. The food forest, doing the least amount of work, producing the most amount of yield. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. And see, here, too, there's a giant Indian ashram, which is another weird coincidence of me coming to this town, was meeting Susan and the Indian ashram that's here. So I was drawn here by, I would have to agree, a little bit larger coincidence than mere coincidence. There's a lot of weird things
came
together. Are you in Florida? Oh, yeah.
Oh, so am I. Synchronicities here.
Yeah, so there's there was some interesting coincidental developments that brought me here. And so I don't know, do you know about Susan's experience of her being a walk-in?
A what?
It's what they refer to as a walk-in.
Can you expand on that a little bit?
I don't fully understand the concept, but she's got a book about that as well, where she believes that her spirit traded places with another spirit. And
yeah.
So there are people who believe this, and like, again, I'm not here to dispute it if that's what their experience is and they believe it. It's not for me to decide. So, but it was another interesting aspect of this town.
But there are solutions and results there. So, I mean.
Well, she connected me with a psychic, which gave me some interesting information about myself that I tried to kind of blow off, but it just kept nagging me. And not really going to talk about that tonight, but it's rather phantasmagorical information that she gave me. And I'm like, really? Okay. And so it's taken me a while to digest it. So when you know.
I think it's kind of a time where we're all learning where we come from and making decisions. And, myself, I think that's what a lot of this virus is, you know. It's kind of an up-level. You keep the positive and you're going to survive it, right? And too many are focusing on the negative.
Wow.
It's kind of those two different worlds. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I totally believe in these laws of attraction that work whether we believe them or not. And so it's like, oh, I caught myself again. Dadgummit. I made a thought that went in a negative direction about something. I had patterned in my head about something. I'm like, oh, wait a minute now, Tom, stop. So, yeah, it's this awareness that we get, that we try to learn, that we try to get there. And we have our bad days. We have blowouts. We have issues. And we, you know, this is all part of the human experience. It's all part of the big, giant learning, you know, gathering up facts, bringing them back towards the infinite intelligence.
Yeah. And in the end, you know, I'm like you. I prefer to look and focus on the good, and it's hard to explain at times, you know, and knowing that there is a good side, because the more we focus on the negative, kind of we are what we create, right? And
think about this.
And that's what you're going to see. But when you see the good, that's what you start seeing. And there's a lot of, like,
right.
Anthony's talking about morbid. There's a lot of good that is happening, and you just have to see it.
Think about this, two words, dystopia and utopia. We've all been conditioned to think, as soon as I say the word utopia, go, please, dude, do not bring up utopia. We've all been told utopia is never possible. So this, like, this built-in programming people get somewhere that says there is no such thing as utopia. It's a fantasy. Stop it. Don't even try to go there. Whereas we will gladly watch on Netflix Walking Dead crap or play first-person shooter games, which I love to play. Trust me, I'm not judging anybody, because it just becomes incredibly addictive. First-person shooter games with incredibly amazing detail. So this is the
thing.
Well,
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, someone tells me that something can't be possible, and that's what I'm going to go for. So challenge accepted, right?
Right, exactly. So this program, exactly. We're getting... You know, it's this programming we get in our heads, and then you, like, catch yourself and you're like, oh my God, I was following another script of some kind.
Well, and see, I don't agree with you on the whole thing. Well, you know, chemtrail, well, it's just too big, so I can't do about it. I just don't agree with that. That's what I'm after. That's what I'm doing. I'm making huge strides in this sort of thing, and this is just what is my personal mission.
And that's your path, and we appreciate you for that. Yes.
I won't accept defeat. I can't. There's nothing too big. I won't accept defeat anywhere.
You mean you're saying that you want to keep fighting the fight about chemtrails? I get the whole thing. It's, trust me, if you got something, I totally agree about. I agree that it's wrong, but it's all there. It's all scientifically documented. It's like, how much more can I tell people? They're either going to just decide they don't want to know, and they don't want to talk about it, and they just want to. They don't want to. It just doesn't seem to get people's priority, and I don't know why.
Well, they have been told the truth about it, and that's where I come in. So hopefully we'll get the thing taken care of. But you...
some people can't handle the truth.
Some people can't handle the truth, I know. But
okay, what
Tom,
if,
I want you to plug the show. We only have a couple minutes for this.
Okay. What if the chemtrails are the delivery mechanism?
They are. We will get into this. We will get into this. I'm probably going to be a guest on your show. You have to invite me. But I want you to plug your website again and your show, and then we'll move on to the next hour.
Roger that. Okay, so it's freepeopleofthecosmos.org. It's easy just to find here. Find me on YouTube as Free Cosmos. You'll see the symbol. You'll see my icon there at the logo. It's all completely branded and logoed out. So, yeah, go to Free Cosmos on YouTube. Either way, you'll find all about there's, you know, it's pretty simple. We have some great shows. We have Galactic Perspectives on Thursday nights. I've had some great co-hosts on there with me, Jaffe Ryder from WPRPN, Joey Zapardo. A bunch of people have come on. Kind of like a Don Imus wandering crew that comes through. I've had Nori Love and a good friend of mine, Cat Beach. So, I think it's been a pretty good Thursday night. We've had some great shows, and welcome anybody to come out and check it out.
All right. I can't wait to join in.
Absolutely,
like
man.
A very sexy party right there.
If you must. Okay. No, it's easy. It's all virtual, and we're all just, you know, I think we have some great Thursday nights, so definitely welcome you all to come out and check it out.
Okay. Well, guys, you've heard it right there. Tom Schaefer, everybody. Please visit his site and support the media. And for right now, that's the end of the show. You know, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, V. And guys, remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with third eye is king. So educate yourselves.
Take a red pill.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.